Canyon Harper turned in a strong performance on the mound, and the Thayer Bobcats used a big second inning to power past the Willow Springs Bears 6-2. The sophomore was tremendous in six innings of work, allowing just three hits while keeping the Bears in check throughout the afternoon. Cole Hunter came on in relief to close out for the win for the Bobcats. Other scores, it was Kabul losing to Norwood 15-0. Houston shut out Plato 15-0. Liberty lost to Mansfield 14-5. Ava lost to Rogersville 11-2. Donovan beat Zenith Hornersville 12-0. Van Buren lost to Kennett 11-4, and Sloan Hendricks defeated Westside Johnson County 11-1. Today, the West Plains Scissors will host the Liberty Eagles. Alton goes to Willow Springs. Mountain Grove at home with St. James. Ava's at Hollister. Gainesville will host Reed Spring, and Eminence is at Bakersfield. High school softball yesterday, just one score. The Alton Lady Comets with a big win over Kabul 12-1. Today, Alton's at Willow Springs. Gainesville at Bakersfield. Koshkonong is at Bradleyville. Dora will host Fordland. Van Buren is at East Carter. Ava's at Fair Grove. Summersville travels to Licky. Mountain Grove will host Lighthouse, and Liberty is at Winona. College baseball today, Arkansas hosts Central Arkansas. Missouri will play Illinois, that game in O'Fallon, Missouri. Missouri State will host Oklahoma State. College softball today, Arkansas's at Central Arkansas. Missouri's at Southern Illinois Edwardsville, and Missouri State West Plains will play two games with Metropolitan Community College at Keller Park in Mountain Home. The Kansas City Chiefs announced that Travis Kelce signed a new contract. It's something the Pro Bowler announced he would do earlier this month. According to NFL reporter Ian Rappaport, Kelce's contract is a three-year, $54 million deal that can be worth up to $57 million. The coming year of the contract is worth $12 million with $3 million in incentives. The 2 years on the deal for 27 and 28 seasons are void years, which allow the Chiefs to be creative with Kelce's cap hit and provide flexibility for the team's roster building. Arkansas State pushed the tempo early against Radford, with winner Rogers having 17 points and 10 rebounds in a 31-point victory, 83-52 Monday evening at First National Bank Arena in the second round of the WNIT tournament. A-State shot 43% from the field compared to the Highlanders' 34% and out-rebounded Bradford 43-37. The Red Wolves forced 23 turnovers with 12 steals and scored 22 points off turnovers. The Arkansas Activities Association has announced the class and conference assignments for next year. The Mammoth Spring Bears will go from 2A2 to the 1A2 and will join the conference with Calico Rock, Concord, Norfolk, Rural Special, Shirley, Timbo, and Viola. The 2A2 all-conference basketball teams have been announced, and congratulations go out to five Mammoth Spring Bear athletes. In junior girls, Summer Ray makes the all-conference team. Junior boys, Hunter Honeycutt makes all-conference. Senior boys, Richard Gatewood named to the all-conference team. And in senior girls, Bethany Robbins and Molly Corbett both named to the all-conference team. The Class 5 District 6 All-District Girls Basketball Team has been announced. Three Lady Zizzers make that team. Jillian Green, Ainsley McWilliams, and Shaylee Peterson. Congratulations to all of those selections. Spring training baseball yesterday, Kansas City lost to Texas 3-2. The Royals and the Rangers will play again today. Regular season opens on Thursday for the St. Louis Cardinals. They'll host the Tampa Bay Rays. Royals will open the regular season on Friday at Atlanta. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.